Thank you. Thank you. was the last ball expected to be at Bath this season, and therefore, knowing we could go to no other, it was settled we should go to this. Captain Brisbane was a very pretty sort of young man, but did not much enliven us. Soon after, I perceived Captain Bouchier, who began a very lively sort of chit-chat. He told me this was the worst ball for company there had been the whole season, and with a wicked laugh that was too significant to be misunderstood, said, "And as you have been to no other, perhaps you will give this for a specimen of a barred ball." He told me he had very lately met with Hannah Moore, and then mentioned Mrs. Montague and Mrs. Carter, whence he took occasion to say most high and fine things of the ladies of the present age, their writings and talents, and I soon found he had no small reverence for us blue stockings.
Sacred to the memory of Frances D'Arblay, second daughter of Charles Burney, Doctor of Music, and widow of General Count Alexandre Jean-Baptiste Piochard D'Arblay, friend of Johnson and of Burke, who by her talents has obtained a name far more durable than marble can confer. By the public, she was admired for her writings, by those who knew her best, for her sweet and noble disposition, and the bright example she displayed of self-denial and every Christian virtue. But her trust was placed in God, and her hope rested on the mercy and merits of her Redeemer, for whom alone she looked for an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away. She died in London on the 6th.